You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Do this to manifest what you want, anything you desire. Hi everyone, Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And we are excited to share this technique. I've used it, variations of it, for over 25 years. And I have to tell you, when everything else fails, this technique works. It's based on ancient mysticism and modern science. So the universe, scientists oftentimes refer to this invisible energy, this matrix that connects the universe together, as the unified field. If you've watched this video from time to time, I simply refer to it as the infinite field of potential. In other words, nothing is there, nothing exists, but the potential of everything is there. Or sometimes I simply refer to it as source energy. Now, this field exists, and I want to share with you how you can use this field and use the power of your mind. Rather than becoming just another mind, you can become the mind, and you can manifest literally anything you desire. There are no boundaries, no limits on this whatsoever. Now, to understand this technique, we have to understand that the field, the unified field, or the infinite field of potential, is both out there and in here. It is, as we've said in other videos, macrocosmic and microcosmic at the same time. The Emerald Tablet of Hermes, an ancient document, explained it best: as above, so below. As within, so without. This ancient document was considered the most precious document in the ancient world because it really gave the whole basis of the law of attraction and the basis of manifesting. As above, so below. So high flyers, another thing that we've touched on in other manifesting videos on this channel is that you are a co-creator of your reality. So understand that everything and nothing, or in the Kabbalah, they refer to it as no thing, is both out there and in here. Well, let me kind of confuse you for a moment and unconfuse you at the same time, and I'll give you the technique as we go. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to make yourself comfortable. I prefer to lie down in a completely dark room when I'm doing this manifesting. Look, if it's important enough to manifest and to bring into your life, it's important enough to turn off the phone, turn off the television, turn off all the lights, shut the drapes, make it as dark as you possibly can. Lie down on your bed or in an easy chair and visualize that everything is beginning to fade. The trees are leaving. The grass and the ground and the mountains and the ocean is vanished. Houses are gone. Cities are gone. Everything is vanishing. And now the very earth itself is gone. Our sun is gone. The moon is gone. Nothing exists. There are no stars. There are no planets. No solar systems. No Earth. Nothing but blackness. But even that blackness, even that space, that invisible space that your mind is now floating in, is something. It is space. Now, here's the mind twist. Visualize that the space is gone, that your body is gone, that everything is gone except your mind. And your mind is both observer and reality. That the only reality that truly exists is your mind. Your body is gone, and you are now pure mind. You have no history. You have no beginning. You have no end. There is nothing, or as the Kabbalah states, no thing anywhere except your pure thought, your pure connection to infinite mind, which is also within you. There is an incredible statement, I won't read all of it, that comes from the Golden Dawn, and it reads, I am the only being in an abyss of darkness. From an abyss of darkness came I forth ere my birth, from the silence of a primal sleep. You are the only being in an abyss of darkness. Everything that you saw was part of your creation. But there is something that you desire to create. You are in an abyss of complete black. But there is a light now. You've created a light the size of a pin. And the light expands. And the light shines in the darkness. But the darkness comprehends it not. And as the light continues to grow, you begin to see a new reality, a new world that you have created, are creating, will create. There is no time. So, in other words, at this moment, as that light expands, see specifically one thing that you desire. Don't make this complicated. One thing that you want to bring into your life. See it clearly. You are manifesting it. You are creating it. You see, oftentimes people will talk about the Big Bang, for example, and that's kind of what this is, only in slow motion. And they'll say, well, after the Big Bang, there was nothing but chaos. But look at all the order in the universe. Even things being destroyed and recreated are part of an order. And you're creating that order on a smaller level, on a microprosopic level, within your reality. And that level includes a new home, or a new relationship, or a marriage, or a new business, or more money, whatever you desire. There are no limits, and there are no boundaries. Now, as the light expands, see clearly that one thing that you desire more than anything else and manifest it. It is my will. It is my reality. Feel it. Take a deep breath. As my mind thinks, so it is. So it is now. Take another deep breath and open your eyes whenever you're ready. And then the next day, return to this place and do it again. and do it again and again. And write your results down here, because you're going to be manifesting beyond your wildest, craziest dreams. You are co-creator of your reality. The God force energy of the universe is in your mind. But you need to clear out all the clutter. You need to clear out all the universe. You need to come back to singularity, to that one point, and then allow it to open up and unfold with your creation. Share your results. I'm excited for you. Have a great day, because you are co-creator of your reality.